This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the next episode of the show. Today we will be recapping UVA versus UNC that took place Saturday night. As you can tell in my voice, I'm disappointed in the game, but all hope is not lost. But we got to break it down. If you're going to break down the wins, you got to be a man or a woman and break down the L's. Respectfully, I ain't gonna be disrespectful. Some people may take some of the things I say as disrespect, but it's respectfully. You know, it may just come off a certain way. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Also, if you want to support the Ball Hawk Show podcast, you can go to anchor.fm, search the Ball Hawk Show podcast. When you get to the homepage, it's a support button, and you could choose to support by entering 99 cent a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month for the podcast as a supporter. I'm not doing it like the subscribing and things like that just yet, but a lot of folks ask me how they can support, and that's the best way, you know, just a monthly donation to the podcast. Also, leave a review on iTunes. Whether it's one star, five star, the reviews and the written reviews definitely help with visibility and get the podcast out there in this forefront. Definitely appreciate everybody that's hit the review and also left a review. And also everybody that goes to AmonHawkins.com and uses the contact box, because it's emailed straight to me directly. And I appreciate all the feedback and all the suggestions, man. I try to just make sure that I continue to improve the platform for you guys and continue to make it enjoyable. So without further ado, salute to the sponsor, Aber Insurance. That's auto, home, and life business. Aber Insurance provides the best combination of coverage and price for auto, home, life, and business insurance. Just give them a chance to give you a quote. There's no obligation to you. Their headquarters are based in the state of Virginia, but they now also deliver personal and stellar service to newly added states of Texas, Tennessee, and Arizona. Hit up their offices, 434-218-4589, or toll free 866-985-3558 and tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. That's Able Insurance. So here we go. We got to start it. We got to get to the breakdown. We got to get the mood right. This is how I felt after the game. I just thought of this song.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I was depressed.
It's not warm when she's away.
So just the song I played for a little while.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long.
Cause all the celebration
she goes away.
Is gone away now. All the
wonder this time, just let it play. Where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay.
I'm just gonna let it play, I'm sorry.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know,
I know.
Sunshine when she's gone.
How he was saying, I know, is what I kept telling people yesterday. Ball Hawk, this won't work and that won't work, and we got our ass kicked blind. And I was like, I know, 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 I know. You're right. I know, I know. Okay, that's just how I felt. I know, I know. And Petty Hawk told me I shouldn't be playing that song, and he had a request, and he just started playing all the 50 Cent songs like this, you know. At first, he wanted to play Window Shopper. Wait a minute, that's the instrumental. But this is the song he really wanted to play. Like, when you get your hind parts kicked like that, like, you just got to get angry, right? And you got to play a song that's going to want you to, like, you got to get revenge, right? So when they walk, when you walk into the weight room today on Sunday, and after been you icing and stuff, and I'm stuttering, and I'm trying to like be PC right now, but this is a song I would play all week after this ass whooping we just took. I would play this all week long. This is the song. This would be my theme song. I'll whoop your head, boy. You know, because this is the song where somebody just did you wrong and you pissed off. I'll whoop your head, boy. Like, you got to get violent now. Powder Blue took it to you. Nah, man. I know we almost 7 minutes in and I ain't broke down no analysis, but I'm pissed off. And this the song you need to ride to all day. Front, two, in the back. And Grandma's Cadillac. All you. And I start thinking, I should rob all these. All of them. Whatever I won't do, I say I won't eat this. I won't eat too. Let's ride around, find a stunt on Front Street. That's the mindset I'm in right now, man. I want to whip somebody's head because I got my head whipped in just watching the game yesterday, and it wasn't fun. But this one thing I ain't gonna do, man. Before we get to the numbers part, I ain't gonna say they soft. I ain't gonna say they gave up. Like, I stay away from tweets like that and thoughts like that, right? That never crosses my mind personally. I'm never going to question a football player's heart because I feel like that's the ultimate disrespect. Like, there is no coming back. If I question your heart, I'm not going to talk to you no more, because to me, I feel like I'm two-faced. If I say, man, you ain't got no heart, or man, you just gave up, you just quit, I'm just not going to talk to you no more. I can't talk to somebody if I said that about them. That's just me respectfully. Like, if anybody ever, if you ever see me play, you felt like I quit and I ain't had no heart, please make sure you never shake my hand again. Because if I find that out, it's going to be some furniture moving. Like, that to me is the ultimate disrespect, competing in a sport where somebody said, like, you quit or you don't got no heart. Sometimes you just get your ass whooped. Like, I seen some prideful individuals. Matter of fact, I've kicked prideful individuals hind parts. I don't want to keep cursing. So sometimes they may not display they got pride, but sometimes somebody's just destroying, like, just taking you to the wood. Like, this is why I love sports. This is why I love competition. Because no matter what the papers say, no matter what the statistics say leading into the ball game, once that whistle blow, it don't mean jack. Each and every time you say hut, go, slap. Anytime you initiate the offense, you got another opportunity to shut everybody up. So I know everybody want to go at Mandy and Lonzo right now. You should have kept your mouth shut. You shouldn't have said what you said. You didn't back it up. Whether he whispered it, whether he screamed it, that's how he felt. And it is what it is. People talk. Some people could say, I'm so pretty, I'm the greatest, I'm going to shake up the world, and they go do it. And some people say, I'm going to do this, and they don't do it. At the end of the day, it comes down to the performance. We did not perform well. So let's jump right into the numbers. Here we go, the numbers part. Let's get the instrumental going for the numbers part. Here we go. All right, shout out to 50 Cent Window Shopper. And y'all been wondering why these ain't been on YouTube. It's because I play all this copyrighted music, and they just try to mute it or block it. So here we go. The score was 59-39, Carolina. That's the score, if you didn't know. First downs, Carolina had 35, UNC had 27. We had one via the running game and 24 passing, two penalties. They had 21 first downs from rushing, 9 first downs from passing, and 5 from penalty. Rushing attempts, we had 22 because we were down. They had 47. They had 392 yards rushing. 392 yards rushing. Let me just say for the record, I've played on the team that one individual ran for 300 yards. At Hampton High School, we played against Deion Dyer, D. Creek, 1995. He ran for 300 yards by himself, and we got our butts chewed out. We won, but we got our butts chewed out so bad. That was the most difficult film session I ever had in my life. Coach Mann called us soft punks. Everything up against the wall that you couldn't. You could get mad. Like he said, I don't care if you get mad. Hell, I want you to get mad. And if you don't get mad at me calling you soft, a punk, and all that stuff, then you don't need to be in the meat room. So I'm pretty sure these boys going to be pissed off watching this film because they're going to keep rewinding you getting your butt kicked. Like, they're going to keep rewinding like, hey, make the tackle, make the tackle. They're going to keep rewinding it, make the tackle, make the tackle, make the tackle. And you're going to keep showing you not make the tackle. You got to keep watching every play like 5-6 times. That's tough, bro. That's tough. Don't throw no chairs in none, fellas, but you got to take that butt chewing and this coach is about to give you. We had 21 yards rushing. Again, we playing from behind. Net passing yards, they had 307. We had 553 yards passing on 57 attempts. They threw the ball 21 times and had 307 yards passing on 14 completions. They averaged 21 yards a completion. We averaged 13 yards a completion. Total yards, 699 yards given up. I only think, just give them 700. 700 yards? We had 574, but 700 yards? I'm giving them the extra yard. I don't want to say 699. I don't want to say no 69. I don't feel comfortable. So 700. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't want to play that. We be clubbing. Even my iPhone trying to play games on me now. They ran 68 offensive plays. We ran 79. They averaged 10 yards a play. 10 yards a day going to play, man. This is getting difficult to recap, but I got to do it. I got to do it, man. I got to do it. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's get through this as much fast as we can because this is painful. Time of possession, that don't even matter. Like, think about this, man. They scored all them points in the first quarter. They had the ball 2 minutes and 41 seconds. They scored 21 points in the first quarter and had the ball 2 minutes and 41 seconds. We scored the ball. We had the ball for 12 minutes and scored. I ain't doing this. I'm done. No, Petty Hall. I don't want to do the podcast. All right, I'll do it. Second quarter, they had the ball more than we did. Third quarter, they had the ball more than we did. In the fourth quarter, we had the ball a little bit more than they did. Third down conversions, they were 7 of 9. We were 8 of 14, was 2 of 2. On fourth down, it was 0 of 1. They had 14 points off turnovers. We had 7 points off turnovers. Individual stats. Ty Chandler had 198 yards rushing on 20 carries, 9.9 yards an average. Sam Howell had 112 yards rushing. He has now had back-to-back games of 100 yards rushing. He averaged 7.5 yards a carry. Caleb Hood, 66 yards on 9 carries. He averaged 7.3 yards a carry. Josh Henderson, 3 carries, 16 yards. He averaged 5.3. They averaged 8 yards a carry for 392 yardages. 8.3. You could get any reason you want right now, and we're going to break down the defense, but it don't matter what I say. Don't matter what I say. Anything you say up against the sun, you right. I know. That's why I told you. All I can say is I know. What can I say to anything you say about the defense? How can you argue, like they say, numbers don't lie? Well, with numbers like this, you can't say nothing about the defense. Somebody say, hey, everybody on the defense got 2 left feet and 1 arm. You can't disagree with them, because look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. 392 yards rushing. We got 21 because we down. Okay, yeah, Ball Hawk, we have 554 yards passing. Salute to Brendan Damn Armstrong. Salute to you. Coach Anah, salute to you. Let me be careful. Let me tread lightly. You know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with Walter White. Let me ain't that the dude from Breaking Bad? The science teacher that's making the heroin? Tread lightly. For all the stuff, all the flack y'all get coaching now. Football a team sport, right? It's four sides. We know that. And on the road, our fourth side ain't gonna be as strong. But we know the defense is under fire right now. But one thing y'all gotta do is you gotta give the same energy to Anah. Cause don't act like he won't out there making that defensive meeting for Dre Bly and his DBs and that defensive coordinator and his linebacker stuff. They hind pots getting chewed out too. They was throwing it around. Now, granted, they still won. They was just like us the past 3 years in a row at least. We played against Howell 2 straight years. I'm sorry. The last 2 years when Howell threw it around us, you know, we still won. But, you know, you were still getting held accountable. But Howell, he was 14 or 21. He only threw for 307 yards, but he still threw 5 touchdowns. Man, I'm a hate to see his day on NFL draft video. He going to have all Cavalier highlights. Brendan Armstrong was 39 of 54 for 554 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was sacked 3 times. Howell was sacked 1 time. Billy Kemp had 8 catches, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wicks, 7 catches, 183, 1 touchdown. Woods, 6 catches, 47 yards, 1 touchdown. Henry, 4 catches, 66 yards. Keaton, 4 catches, 63 yards. Mike Hollins, I like Mike Hollins, man, out the backfield. 4 catches, 34 yards. Jacob Rodriguez, 3 catches, 23 yards. Ronnie Walker Jr., 1 catch, 9 yards. Grant, 1 catch, 8 yards. Shout out to Malachi Fields, Monticello Zone, 1 catch, 8 yards. And Ira had 1 catch, 6 yards. I'm going to just say this, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. If I see another damn UNC receiver have over 200 yards receiving versus us, again, Josh Downs, 8 catches, 203 damn yards, 2 touchdowns. That's 3 straight seasons that somebody didn't have 200 yards receiving wearing a powder blue helmet, jersey, socks, whatever they colors is. Oh, yeah, Brown's gone. Then Brown ass want to show up on the sideline to cheer on Hickam Downs, downing us. 131 of that is yak yards. 200, another receiver from UNC with 200 yards. This time he from the slot. We can't even blame the corners. He was in the slot getting matched up versus our safeties. Solo. And I'm going to break that down. We 19 minutes in. Come on, Ball Hawk. You got to hustle up. I ain't saying nobody else's stats on their team or offense. Defensively, Noah led the way with 12 tackles, 1 tackle for loss. Joey Blunt, 11 tackles. Nick Jackson, 10 tackles. Hunter Stewart, 6 tackles. Clary, 4 tackles. Famui, 4 tackles. Brown, 4 tackles. Famui had a tackle for a loss. And a sack. Cypress, 2 tackles. Johnson, 2 tackles. Cypress had a pick for 66 yards. Salute to him for that. Donovan Johnson, 2 tackles. Cohen King, 2 tackles, and got ejected off some weak sauce. Mandelonzo, 2 tackles. Cross, 1 tackle, and a breakup. Dunkel, 1 tackle. Hold on. Finn, 1 tackle. Yes, the kicker had a tackle. He mopped that kickoff return dude, too. Long, 1 tackle. Ahern, 1 tackle. I ain't saying nothing they did on defense. One thing I wanted to point out, because we're going to make this, it's going to be quick, fast, in a hurry. Really, it's not, but I'm going to try to make it quick, fast, hurry. I'm going to give you North Carolina's drive summary, people. Listen, I ain't going to play no background music or nothing. Listen to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They had 12 offensive possessions, 12. Here's how they went. Touchdown, 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 field goal, interception, missed field goal, up, it's the end of the half. Second half, they had 5 possessions in the second half. It went touchdown, 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 touchdown. That's it. That's the podcast. I appreciate everybody for coming out tonight. God bless you. Good night. Is there anything else I should break down? No, we're gonna break down. We ain't gonna do that. We're gonna break down. We're gonna give you the sweet science. Some post game notes. Virginia had its 4-game winning streak against North Carolina snap. The Cavaliers are now 4-2 against the Tar Heels under Bronco Mendenhall. Virginia falls to 66-36-1 all time in night games, 24-34 in road night games. The loss snaps a 5-game win streak in ACC openers and is the first ACC opening loss under Bronco Mendenhall. Player notes, quarterback Brennan Armstrong broke UVA's single game passing record with 554 yards, which Brent Kurt held with 455 against UConn in 2017. He's the first Cavalier quarterback to throw for 500 yards in a game. He also threw for 364 yards in the first half, which is also a program record. Armstrong is the first quarterback in UVA history to throw for 300 yards in 3 straight games. The 300-yard game was the fourth of his career. He moved to 14th place in career total offense, passing my guy Dan Ellis and also Bob Davis. Wicks established career highs, 7 receptions, 183 yards. His 183 yards were the 6th highest single game total ever by a UVA receiver. Billy Kemp had his first 100-yard receiving game of his career, and he had his first ever 2-touchdown game of his career. His 120 career receptions tied with the great Jermaine Crowell for 14th most in school history. Noah Taylor had his first double-digit tackle performance of his career with that 12. And Virginia accumulated 500 yards of total offense in all 3 games this season and 5 out of the last 6 games dating back to last season. All right, here we go. Let's transition. This transition to our defensive breakdown, film breakdown, is brought to you by sthujuice.com. sthujuice.com. Get you shut the hell up, juice apparel. All right, here we go. So my defensive film breakdown, my notes. First line I wrote. First 2 plays, the zone read fake generated the matchup they wanted. Play 2, we are outside leverage and allow a speed out to be completed. They saw the safety drop down in the alley, and that signified 1-on-1 coverage, and Howell pulled and threw it to the speed out cut to the field, which is a long throw that you would tell a quarterback not to throw. So we are outside leverage because it's a tightened down split by the receiver. We have a safety in the hole showing that he's going to be support. And we allow out. Like, if you're playing outside leverage as a corner, I'm sorry, you don't. If it's an outside throw, it should be a heavy collision, or it should be a, oh, no, 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 throw. It should be like when Harris picked off Matt Hasselbeck when he predicted a win on the coin toss. You remember he threw the speed out and Harris picked it off and ran it back? That's what it should have looked like. It should have been a, oh, no, 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 throw. Other notes I got down here. Fourth TD, the fourth play, TD pass. We played short zone. Let me just pull these up so I could just describe them in real time for y'all. This podcast may be a little longer, so get your popcorn. All right, let's go to play four. Play four. Second and 10. Ball on the left hash. They got two receivers to the field. We got Noah splitting the difference between the slot and the end lineman. They got the back towards the field. They got an H-back in the boundary. We snap the play inside zone. They got the H-back crossing, coming to get the end. It's a one-man route. It's either Howell's going to run or he's going to throw it. They get exactly what they wanted. They knew we was going to run short zone right here. And my only concern is this. Phil, if I'm the field corner, and I'm just going off how I was taught to play short zone cover two. If I'm the field corner and I'm back, or two receiver side, and I'm back like 7 to 8 yards, and the corner is back about 8 yards. If I'm back 8 yards, I'm not moving, and I'm looking at number two. Because number two, we favor the release of number two. Number two coming straight up field. And once I see number two stop, I help force. But our corner, he gets his eyes to number one. He's trying to collision number one. Number one has an outside release, so he turns his back to number two. And when he turns, he's so wide. He's at the bottom of the numbers now, off balance. Downs does a good job of catching the ball. Noah is not in, like, I don't know if Noah's supposed to buzz out immediately to number two, because most times if you're playing cover two, the linebacker will bust out. If he feels like it's passed, he would just bust out to the slot. But most linebackers, their first two reads are going to be up, their first two steps are going to be up the field. So they caught Noah in no man's land. We got the safety getting off the hash, trying to go over number one. Now, if my safety's busting out like that to get over number one, then I'm really going to look at number two. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to even go and try to collision number one, the number one receiver to the field. That's what I'm saying. But they catch it in the hole, and this is easy. This is just chess versus checkers. They hit the call all the way because of how we play cover two. So that was a touchdown to Downs. I got play six. I had notes on play six. So play six, first and 10. This is a 28-yard gain. They got trips to the field. One receiver to the boundary. We got four guys in the box. Really, really five. They run power to the boundary. Smiley gets immediate penetration, but he can create a natural lane to where the back uses great vision. He cuts up. Mandy doesn't finish the tackle. Mandy does a good job of shedding because they really just going to let him go. Manny does a good job of chasing from the backside like Tech DNs did. Just didn't finish the tackle. He didn't finish the tackle. Then Johnson misses a tackle. And now we're off to the races. We got two guys that missed tackles. Like Johnson, you unblock. Don't die. Go ahead, take an extra shuffle. Sometimes you just got to get you got to get ran over. Like sometimes, who cares if you get ran over? I tease little kids now. I tell them, hey, I don't care if you make a tackle on your back. At the end of the day, you made the tackle. Understand where the leverage is coming to. Is it outside in or inside out? But you just got outflanked, missed the tackle. Cleary gets blocked by the receiver. 28-yard game. Then play seven, the touchdown. This right here was another chess versus checkers. We playing like we playing thirds. So we playing a cover, like a cover three. Anthony Johnson's in the boundary. He has a bench route, basically a short corner route. And he gets flipped versus just keeping his butt to the sideline and showing the threat that he can help on the post route for Joy. He man turns. That signifies to Howell that, oh, I got a chance on the throw now. Because once he man turned, he went to the bench route, which is the bait. To me, that's the bait. Because even Fentrell is dropping off the bench route he has to the field. Like, you can see he wants to stop, but he's still playing in between, giving Joy help to the corner. And Downs does a good job of running the Dino route on Joy. And that's a double move post. We call it a Dino. Joy does a good job of giving ground. He opened to the corner, which is his immediate threat because the corner route is the most field. So he flips his butt to the boundary to open up to go to the corner. And then he baseball turns, and it's just Downs. It's just faster than Joy. It's a good baseball turn by Joy. Matter of fact, it's a real good baseball turn by Joy. But the fact that Johnson takes the bait with the corner route in the boundary, it's cheat. It's like a one-on-one drill in practice. It's cheating. If Johnson just sloughs off, meaning understands, hey, I got a bench route. That might be the bait. Let me check the middle because it's quarters. Let me make sure nothing else coming behind me. I don't think Howell even throws that. Howell may bring it down. Or he might throw it and Johnson may get a pick or at least break it up. But touchdown. They hit the call. Let's go to play eight, which is a touchdown. Oh, man. We was in cover zero right here. Why in the hell are we playing straight man with no safety help? And I don't know if Cleary is supposed to be in the help, but Cleary is coming down in the alley, checking nobody. Unless the back or the quarterback is his responsibility. But this is leaving Johnson out to dry because the ball is actually in the middle of the field. Johnson is inside leverage. Now, I will say this, Gucci man, if you inside leverage, slow your feet down. Don't get out so fast and understand when you're getting stemmed for a glance route. You knew coming to the game they was going to run this. I said this in my preview that they was going to run this. They was going to look for this slant route, this glance. And it's a read. You see the safety come down. Safety, stop looking in the quarterback eyes. It's Medusa. All it does is freeze your feet. Why are you looking at it? Like, I would check. I don't know, man. We in cover zero, though. Everybody breaking on everything, and they just open up the back end. And Johnson, you can't let them square you up, man. You inside leverage at the snap of the ball. Weed pedal. Make them run outside route. If you stay inside, he may catch it, but you tackle him. We line up again. And that's just too much speed. Is that Brown's brother? Hold on. Ain't that Dynamite Brown's brother? Yep. That's Dynamite Brown's brother. That's just like how your brother looked versus us. Yeah, we were beat. Yeah, we in straight man-to-man because I can see Joy. Now, I would never have Joy checking Downs, man. Let me stop. I would not have. Ain't no disrespect to Joy, but you not checking that little shifty dude in the middle of the field. That's hard for anybody. We back man again. All right, man. All right, that's enough. So, defensively, because we had 33 mark. Defensively, my biggest concern was the scheme of North Carolina versus the three down lineman scheme or the 3-3-5 and understanding that they're going to play numbers. They're going to count. You got five in the box. We got five down linemen, but we're going to have a triangle concept to where we know if we're going to the left, we're leaving that guy on the backside unblocked. So we really got 5-on-4. And if one of your backers happen to loop looking for Sam, now we got 5-on-3 blocking, because we block down, and we go in next level. And unless your end is going to run my tailback down, then we got the numbers. Unless your linebacker can make a 1-on-1 tackle versus our quarterback, then we just going to do you in. Now, the one thing that concerned me was that we were running games, you know, running our little loops with the defensive tackle slanting down to the B gap, and you got the D tackle looping out to the C gap. A lot of times we was running those games, we were twisting, we were hitting each other. That was disheartening as well. They were just sealing us. We were sealed by the stunts we were running. So that messed up the lane and gap integrity right there. You had two guys in the same gap. Then you had a linebacker like, yo, what the hell am I supposed to do? I can't leverage both. It's too much field. You got safeties that had to hang back to help the corners. And then once they got in the space, it was barbecue chicken. You could go through all the tackling drills you want, because a lot of fans like, the coaches need to teach them how to tackle. You need to go through tackling drills. Dog, you can hit dummies all you want. That don't simulate an athlete running full speed at you, ready to put you on the dun-da-dunce. Tackling comes down to heart and want to. You got to want to tackle somebody. If you think tackling is coaching, go try to tackle. And tell me, since you so good at coaching tackling, tell me if you could go tackle. Tackle is want to. You got to want to do it. It's some non-athletic folks that are great tacklers. And there are some great athletes who are trash tacklers. You got to want to tackle. You could technique all you want to, but you got to want to put your face in the fire. And a lot of people's body won't repeatedly allow them to put their face in the fire. Point blank, period. Did their offensive line hold us a lot? Absolutely. But when we had opportunities to make tackles, we didn't make the play. They would tell you this. These players would say, I didn't make the play. It don't matter if your coach puts you in the bind. If you still happen to get by the ball carrier and you make the tackle, you can't say, well, coach, you put us in the bind. Hell no. Make the tackle. Players still got to play. Don't, because you, it's hard to, like, three, look, man, look. The dudes ran for 300 yards on you. Ain't that much getting out schemed in America. Sooner or later, you got to be like, yo, we got to get the hell up out of here. You got to have that want to. There's a couple of times y'all had that want to. But I'm going to tell you what. North Carolina looked at that first drive versus Illinois in the second half. And I told y'all my postgame for Illinois. Illinois helped us out by stopping the running game, stopping what they did that opening drive in the second half. They did us a favor. They adjusted for no reason. They should have just kept running the football. Because when you got three down linemen and you got an extra DB in versus an extra box guy, that's the risk you run. What are you going to do if a team just truly invests in the running game, but they also have four true receiving threats? To UNC's credit, they got four receiver threats on the field at all times. And their front five did a good job executing and punishing the defenders to the side in which they were running the ball. And their backs ran through arm tackles. They out-executed us. They out-dogged us. They out-everything us. And it won't, and people going to say, well, it was Manny Alonso's comments. It don't matter. Because when he said those comments, that's going to ignite his own team to make sure they back up his brother. So but y'all think bullying to board material, it don't, and it just ain't one way. It's a two-way street. Because if I speak up and say, yo, we're going to dog this team, my brother's going to band behind me. So we're going to be motivated to make sure we don't leave our brother out to dry. So you motivated, I'm motivated. It's a battle of motivation. And at the end of the game, they won that battle. That ain't the reason they won. That statement didn't make them win and make them play that much harder. That all sound good. Oh, you think we soft? Me as a quarterback, I'm going to throw the ball that much better now. Not that, hey, I got aspirations of being a pro, so I'm going to play to my highest level regardless. But, oh, my God, somebody said something I didn't like. I'm going to play even better now. No, it don't work like that. Defensively, y'all got a long ass, like you got a short week, but you got some splaining to do, bro. People done lost confidence. Y'all went from, oh, my God, the defense is playing so great this year to, oh, my God, we can't stop nobody. I'm just telling you. They don't got no confidence in you no more, Nick Howell. They don't got no more confidence in you, Bronco. It's gone that quick. It went from, ooh, boy, we doing a great job, to, oh, this defense is trash. It's been trash for 2 years. Ever since Bryce Hall went down, defense been trash, 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 trash. Telling you, that's the way of the fan base. Step your game up. Now you are coaching our defense. Now they're looking at you. He's looking at you, kid. And I know it's frustrating because this is almost 2 years straight. I mean, from the North Carolina game in 2019, it's now 2021 to the, like, you had a couple of good games. But they're going to say the competition wasn't that good. That's what they're going to say. When the defense played well, they're going to say, well, look who they did it against. Don't shoot the message. Don't be mad at me. So what can you go from here? Huh? Can you get healthy enough? Can the guys who aren't starters that come into the game, can they make sure it's not a huge drop off? Because this guys, you on film, guys. The eye in the sky don't lie. You ain't looking too good. You need to work on getting off of blocks, being violent with your hands, extending, reading where the ball is at, and shedding blockers violently. You can't be Velcro. You can't Velcro. That means you run into a block and you say, look, oh, I got blocked. I couldn't get there. No, get your off the block. I'm not going to keep saying the ASS word. Get off the block. Bite the thigh board. Stop hitting square on the controller. If you're playing Xbox, stop hitting the X button to dive. PlayStation is square. Stop just hitting square. Because if you hit stick somebody, you got to get close to them. Wrap them up. Give them a big old hug. I love you. We out here whiffing. That's the first time this season, but the track record doesn't allow us to say it's just the first game where we didn't look good, because everybody like, oh, here we go again. You have folks, and this ain't no disrespect, you have folks out here was like, damn, we miss Nick Grant. As bad as they talked about that young man last year, you got folks out here saying we miss Nick Grant back there. That's how you know. And Nick, you've been balling this year, but I'm just saying it's funny to me, my petty who crew way of looking at things, that the dude they killed and said he should not be a starter, you got folks really saying, oh my God, we miss Nick Grant. I'm giving you an illustration of how people will hate you and love you that quick. I'm somebody they hate and love depending on what I say on this podcast. I've been called an apologist because I don't be wanting to kick Bob while he down. They're going to call me a Nick Howell apologist because I ain't going to kick the man when he down. At the end of the day, it's coaches and players. Y'all got to man up together, band up together, and realize what was on display last night. 700 yards of offense, bruh. Throw everything you had schematically for yesterday's game. Don't ever do it again. You can't. Ain't no pluses. 700 yards total offense, no pluses for nobody. Everybody get an F. Everybody. Every single one of y'all get an F. Hey, yo, Greg, when you do your grades for the Sabre, every damn position on defense gets an F. Period. If you give anybody anything but an F, I'm calling the PFF formula folks on you. You bet not, and I mean it, bet not get nobody a good damn grade after giving up 700 yards of offense. Hell no. Because they wouldn't want you to. You got to be pissed off with greatness. This should piss you off. It's 45 minutes into the podcast. I ain't even got to the offense yet. 700 yards. 300 on the ground. The majority came from running down your chest. Stepping on your face. I'm better than you. Culture versus culture. And I hang up 700 yards of offense versus your culture. So yeah, you may have beaten me four times in a row, but this one, Jack, and Mac Brown, you think you slick killing with kind and stuff. All right, man, that rant's over, man. This is like my fourth time recording this. I'm trying to, you know, I got a job to do, right? I got to be honest, but I got to be positive in how I'm critical because of the relationship I have. But the competitive edge in me is like, bro, if you don't feel like I feel right now, and if you really take this to heart and you really get mad, first of all, you should get mad at what the hell I'm saying because you don't want to hear it no more. So that's when you fix it. All of you, not just the coaches, all y'all that play defense, look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to be better than what you was yesterday to the person in the mirror. And you know who that person is? It's you. Because what you showed Saturday, nah, bruh. No, that ain't it. But I've been there before. Like I told you, I had a team. I had an individual run for 300 yards, and I was a part of that defense. I know how I feel to get somebody just digging your hind parts. I played in a bowl game with Kurt, whatever his name is, for Illinois. They just had their way with us and beat the hell out of us. And I've been in games like that before. It ain't fun. But you got to take what the fans say today. You got to. Take it. Let it fuel you. All right. This offensive breakdown. It's sponsored by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code TheBallHawkShow to get 20% off of your order. Manscaped with the Lawnmower 4.0. Manscaped.com. So here we go, man. Offense, you know the routine. We break down the first 10 plays. I apologize. This podcast is a little longer. But when somebody had that many yards, the defensive segment is going to be super long. I'm sorry. Like, you just can't put that in a bottle for 10 minutes. That's fake. Here we go. First play of offense, first and 10, ball in 25-yard line. We come out, two-back set, Zen motion, Billy Kemp, outside in. We throw a swing pass to Keaton, nice safe. That's like a sweep. He breaks a tackle, individual effort. He gains 7 yards. That's a nice way to get into rhythm. Second and 2, Billy Kemp motioned across the formation to the boundary. They blitz Tony Grimes, who's over Keaton, is the tight slot receiver because Kemp is now the number one. They do a cat call where they blitz him. We pick that up. Tyler Popper bites his face off. Brennan is about to run. Brennan last year would have took off. Brennan this year reads the defense, is patient enough, lets Keaton work over top of his over route. He catches the ball at the 45-yard line. For a 28-yard gain after his running catch. Nice stiff arm right there, breaking tackles. Boom, that's two very good, successful plays to Keaton. We get a ball to Gonzalez on a nice little deep ISO dive. Tyler Popper, the lead block, a nice fit in the A-gap to the left. Nice run for 7 yards. Nice power football. Boom. Good pickup by Tyler Popper. Great. Washed down by a line, block down. We got Glazer pulling, kick out, boom. That's nice. That's power football. Nice 7-yard gain. We come back with a full house set, two backs beside Brennan. One deep back, that's Darrington. We try power offense, like a power dive behind Bisbinger, I call him Bisbing. He just gets it up in there. He wants to get the short yard. I feel like he could have, you know, Darrington could have cut it back to the weak B gap because it's there. because it's just him versus the safety. I think if he cuts it back with his power and his quickness, he would have put number one on skates. But, hey, the short yards, you try to get as many as you can for a manageable third down, so I get it. So third and one, we jump off sides. We leave early. Third and six now. This should have been a pass in the damn fairness. Zero clubs. Clubs Wicks in the damn face. He grabs his shoulder. Then he clubs his face. So Wicks loses sight of the ball because he got hit in the damn face. He gets face masked right in front of the damn ref with EJ Manuel and the ACC network crew watching. And it's nothing. And Wicks man enough to say, it's my bag. It's distraction drill. So he's so great of a talent that he still was able to retract the ball in the last seconds. But one grabs his shoulder. Zero grabs his shoulder and then smacks him in the face and knew he got away with one. So that's how that drive ended. The next drive, we going for it on fourth down, and Keaton jumps off sides. So the next drive start. Come out, three receivers to the field, one in the boundary. So we got Keaton versus Grimes at the top. We got Woods lined up as, down, three-point stands. And then we got two twin receivers. Henry at the bottom, Kemp in the slot. Good coverage by North Carolina. B.A. has a scramble. He gets 2 yards with that heavy-ass brace on. That's there for more protection, and it holds it stable so he really can't get full range of motion. Second play, they jump off. Encroachment. Next play, we got Keaton with the little whirly-dirly motion. B.A. gets outside the pocket. They do a good job covering, and then they get some pressure when Billy comes open on the comeback. He has a guy in his face. B.A. makes him miss, and then he does the right job just getting out of bounds. Third and three. Twins in the boundary. Woods is the H-back. Fake it to Tyler Pop. We give our little inside zone look. And we wait for Keaton. He pops open, but we take the shot with Wicks. So we beat them with their own scheme. We get Wicks, our best receiver, on one of their safeties. Again, just like we did the first series. Wicks on zero, their safety, our best receiver, or best deep threat, because Billy is up there too. I don't want to just dismiss Billy as the best receiver. But our best home run threat versus a safety again, and we got what we wanted. Took a shot because of the formation in the zone look. Get the eyes of the backers, the safety's got to pick up. 49-yard gain. A nine playing chess. Nothing you could do about that. The safety's not going to check Wicks. It's not a safety in the ACC that could check him. Just like there ain't no safety on our team that's going to check downs. So anytime they could get downs on one of our safeties, you better believe they're going to be successful. It's no disrespect to our secondary guys. But you telling me their best receiver versus a safety? I like that odds. I don't care who you are. The last safety we had that could truly cover was Anthony Harris. You wouldn't even ask no damn Poindexter to check the top receiver on it. Like, that's like asking him to check Torrey Holt when he was at NC State. No, sir. Not solo. Heck no. Then we fumble after that. We try to get cute like they said. We fumble. So that was a part of the first 10 right there. But I will go to I'm going to just put to you like this, man. Offensively, you look really good, except for the couple brain farts the first couple series that kind of put you in the hole, that got you out of what you really wanted to do, because you could tell we were trying to set up. We was actually going to try to run downhill versus this defense. We really was. I felt like we really was going to try to run downhill, but once we got in the hole, 14-0, you had to start taking shots. But with that being said, We got the matchups we wanted. Anai's been doing a good job of scheming up defenses, getting the matchups he wants. And Brendan Armstrong has been identifying these matchups left and right off his line. You guys are doing a phenomenal job of protecting him. Because we're throwing the ball 45, 50 times. You setting 45 to 50 times. The one strip sack we gave up in which we recovered it, that was a tight end against one of their better pass rushers. And we can't ask a backup tight end to go up against one of their better pass rushers and a pass pro. He just bullied them. And that happens. B.A.'s doing a good job of surveying the field. Receivers are doing a good job of getting open, finishing plays. They pass interfering us. We still catching them. We pushing off because they pass interference. Like, it's not being called the same way. I just felt like the face mask on Billy was BS because they did the same thing to us, but they called us for the face mask. It was home cooking, and you should get home cooking. If you play at home, you should get the calls because they call it home field advantage. When Cypress spiked the ball, we got a flag. When that running back ran down the field and spiked the ball, they didn't get a flag. They held us a lot. They held our receivers a lot right in front of the umpire. They held our linebackers a lot in front of the umpire. But they at home. You got to overcome that. But offensively, did a very good job, man. A very good job. Even the one interception he threw, that was interfering. Now, I don't like the decision, but a fact is a fact. Grimes grabbed Henry twice. He didn't have to, but he did it. They ain't called it. But let our DBs do that. They called it. But you got to have that same energy. Like when they're not stinking it up, y'all be letting them have it. You got to praise them now. Now you just got to focus on it. I know y'all don't want to because that's, you know, that's Bronco wheelhouse. I know y'all don't want to hold the defense accountable. So, yeah, man. Offense keep rolling. Stay healthy. I mean, you can't argue against the output of what you're getting. You just really can't. This time you didn't win. You can't win. You just didn't win. That's it. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what else y'all want me to say to y'all when it comes to the defense either. Like, I really don't. I know. That's all I'm telling you. I'm going to just be like Winters was. I know. That's just what I'm going to do. Because you're right. I don't have the answers to everything, Sway. I ain't got the answers, Sway. I really don't. This is just painful. I ain't watched that much of offense. Offense, y'all click. Y'all did what you're supposed to do. It used to be back in the day when the defense was ball and the offense was trash. You just watched the offense because they was trash. They didn't play up to their potential. Wicks is a phenomenal talent. Carolina got some good corners. We just got very talented receivers. Billy beat Grimes on a double move. Well executed double move by Billy. Billy is a top flight route runner. Give me Billy versus any slot DB or safety, and I'm taking Billy. Like, you're not checking him with your third or fourth best DB one-on-one. Wicks is the same way. We get in matchups with our better route runners versus even with their top flight. Like I told you, they both got out the Grimes, and he's a good corner. He's young. He's very good. But you give me those two studs versus safeties? Psh, please. Any team, please. One of your safeties, come check three. Come check four. It ain't going to happen. And that's why I say on the flip side, if I see that a team is putting their best receiver in the slot, we got to check and go some type of coverage. We not playing man, and we not leaving them on the island versus the best receiver. I'm not doing that. And by default, they put their best receiver. It was just like with Billy was our best guy until Lavelle finally started his maturation process last year. Oh, I'll give you a better one. Remember when Olamide? Olamide played the slot. And the reason why he used to go crazy on people, because majority of the time, they couldn't put their best corner in the slot. So if you got guys on the outside that could get it done, which North Carolina has, but your very best guys in the slot, meaning you got to use more resources and leave guys on the island, make plays. And that's been the difference with us. We got more resources now with Woods, the addition of Woods, and we know what Billy can do. So when they're in the slot and you got to use those resources, so now you're leaving Wicks and Henry on the outside one-on-one, and they've been winning, and Brennan's been Brennan. So this podcast has been an hour, and that's all I got to say. You got your hind parts beat. You got to be prideful, and with pride, you got to be man or woman enough to stand there and take the butt chewings you're going to get from each and every direction. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to be better than what you was yesterday. Because Wake Forest is up on a short week. You play on a Friday. Don't nobody feel sorry for you. You signed up for this. Like Cam Newton said, don't feel sorry for me. Hell no, I don't feel sorry. I don't feel sorry for you. I've been through it. Shoot, you think I used to feel sorry for my cousins? Well, Big Mama used to beat them with the switch after she beat me. I ain't feeling sorry. I just took that pain. You crazy? You better stop crying and bow up. Fix it. Or you're going to get, you got to go get you a bigger switch. You're going to tear your turkey tail up. Come on, man. Come on, man. Get back to the essence. Better yourself. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. You can improve. It's there. But you got to believe. I can't talk for you. And I done talked enough. So. This is how we going to end it, man. I'm out of here. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't end it in those curse words in that song. I can't end the podcast with cuss words, man. We can't do it. I almost set myself up, brethren. Man. All right. This is how I'm gonna end it. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do, man. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to. Wahoo for life, man. We ride or die together. Fix it, and we see y'all Wake Forest week. Peace.
Sit with it, boy, better get with it, boy. In the club, I get it going, just move it to the music, it's on, and the sounds of 50 and DRE. Everything's calculated and time precise. I never move another mill, let's get right, aight. Success is my drug of choice, my high off life. Feeling lucky enough to bet it all on the dice. Shorty, do what you wanna do. Hit the dance floor, move how you wanna move.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.